Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Hi, welcome to the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston, and I am happy to have Miss Sabrina Jenkins with us this morning. She's going to talk all about transition, which I can't wait to hear about this topic. But Sabrina, let me tell you a little bit about Sabrina. She is currently the president and CEO of SJL 26 Event Productions, which creates and implements large and small corporate and social events. It is headquartered in Atlanta, but can work create events all across the country. She is also a consultant for Next Up Partners, and she's president of Wise Atlanta, Women in Sports and Entertainment. She has spent over 27 years with the Atlanta Braves, ending her career with the organization as vice president of special events in January of 2019. And then that's when she began her entrepreneurial career. Throughout her career, she has served on several nonprofit boards. And as you know, we're big advocates here for leadership and service. And she is a graduate of Augusta University, and she currently lives in Atlanta. Welcome, Sabrina.
Oh, thanks, Ramona. Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy to have you today. And I can't wait to talk about this subject you have about transitions. I mean, we're all in transition. Matter of fact, today is November 4th. And we're going to find out what kind of transition country is going to go through in the next few days. So so this is a time of transitions. But before you get to talking to us about transition, tell our audience a little bit about yourself, your background, what you do, what you're passionate about, and where you're from, all of those things.
Well, I'm from Atlanta. I wasn't born here, but I have lived here since I was about 6 weeks old.
Okay.
So my family, my mom and dad, they're all from Georgia. I have a wonderful big family. They're my heart. Mm-hmm. And I love them dearly. But, my background, basically, I've lived here and worked here my entire life. I am one of four siblings, and professionally, I worked 27 years with the Atlanta Braves. I knew coming out of college back in the early 90s that I wanted to work in sports. And I thought I was going to be in the area of advertising and marketing. And I ended up getting a full-time position with the Braves after doing 8 months of an internship.
Oh, wow.
And ended in their ticket sales department. So that kind of set me on my course of my career. I knew I wanted to work for a professional team. And I would say God blessed me with my dream job a year out of college. Mm-hmm. So the year that they went to the World Series, the first year they went to the World Series, a month after that is when I got the call. Mm-hmm. Back in 91 going into 92. So I started February of 92 with the Braves, and kind of rose up the ranks. I'm going to write me a book 1 year at some point in time and talk about how it took me 25 years to go from intern to VP. Because, as we talk about, people of color, it takes us a lot longer to get to places we want to go.
If you get the opportunity
mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. And so, it took me 25 years to go through the ranks and go from intern to VP. And I watch a lot of my counterparts do that in half the time.
Yes.
So it's always quite interesting. But I did. I enjoyed my career with the organization. I did a lot of different things, and I learned so many skill sets during that time and was able to utilize, you know, my degree in marketing. Was able to ended up doing a lot of the marketing for the organization. But the one area I always say I wore a lot of hats with the organization, but only got paid for one thing. But one of my passions while I was there, and I worked in supplier diversity for them for over 20 years. So my area of business with them was special events. And doing all of the non-game day events. But I would say my passion was the supplier diversity and making sure the organization and my department was doing business with African-Americans, people of color, Hispanics, and just making sure the organization as a whole was doing right by the different cultures that we supplied the entertainment to. Mm-hmm. And it was tough. People get set in their ways and people get used to doing business, and you do business with people you know and people you like. And so, you know, I found that we were doing a lot of business with the same companies for 10 and 15 years. And other people weren't getting a shot at doing business with us. And so I was disappointed in it. So I worked really hard to make sure that the team was transitioning to more of a overall business with different people and different cultures. So I'm proud of where I left them in that area, and hopefully they continue to grow that. But then, yeah, as I transitioned out January of 2019, it took on a whole new thing for me. My parents were entrepreneurs, so being an entrepreneur, I think, was in my blood. It was in my DNA. I didn't know that 25 years ago because I was so focused on what I wanted to do and my love of sports, and so I was focused on that. But then, 10 years into my career with the organization, something just kind of just started bubbling up inside of me. And, where am I going to be over the next 10, 15 years? What am I going to be doing? And, I think it's always been in me that I wanted to own my own company. And so when the opportunity came, the Braves, were doing some transitioning and my position got eliminated. And it was like, okay. I think I always say God used the organization to kind of push me out and push me off the edge of the cliff so I can soar into the destiny that God has for me.
That's a good word.
And that was to start my own company. And so it's been a huge transition because I took a year to kind of do the back end of things. I launched the company in January of 2020. And I had my first big event in February. I did the Georgia Legislative Black Caucus dinner for 850 people at the World Congress Center at the end of February. And 2 weeks later, COVID shut us down. And I was left with, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? How am I going to make this business work? And what are my next steps? So for the next several months, it gave me an opportunity to build the infrastructure of the business. So, and that's what I did. I took that time and I took all those skills that I had learned previously, specifically the supplier diversity skills that I had learned. I was so used to helping small business owners and preaching to them about getting their certification and getting registered with all the different corporations and large companies. And I took my own advice And I took all the time from the beginning of March until about July to really build up the infrastructure for the company. So I was able to get certified as a minority owned business, so my MBE. And I got that. And then after I received that, I literally, the same day I received it, got all my numbers and codes that I needed. I started going online and I registered with all of the, because my passion is events, I registered with all of the leagues. So Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, got my company registered with all of those organizations. And then about 50 companies. You name it, I'm probably on their vendor list now, including the federal government. So to come out of the gate and get my company registered with all of those organizations has benefited me tremendously. It has allowed, because a lot of the companies, they use a certain another software or company to help keep their vendor lists, their internal vendor lists. So if I register, let's say, with one Major League Baseball team, it just kind of bounced me around to get registered. Now I'm registered with all 30.
Well, that's a great way to transition into transitioning.
Yeah.
So tell us what your concept is on, you wanted to talk about transition. What is your concept? What have you learned during this time that you'd like to share with our audience? And what is your concept on transition?
I think one thing is to stay focused. Stay focused on the goals that you set. While you're, you know, when you're in it, you're not really even thinking about your transitioning. You're just trying to do the things that you need to do to get to where you want to go. But it's in that journey that transitioning is taking place. And I look up now, here we are, you know, in November, which is crazy that this year has gone by, but in the past, you know, 11 months, how I've had to change my thought process on my business. So, you know, back in February, March, yeah, I'm thinking, okay, how am I going to make live events work? Well, if everything's shut down, there are no live events, and the events industry was decimated. Mm-hmm. The hospitality industry was just crushed by COVID. So I had to get creative really quick. I spent several months just on a lot of webinars and seminars, learning just different things. And one thing that has helped me tremendously and do that quick pivot is learning virtual events. Mm-hmm. Because those are the only kind of events that we can execute right now, safely. That is, you know, I think it's starting, the live events is starting to come back. I know some of my counterparts have been hosting, you know, whether it's drive-in concerts or I know there was a concert down in Centennial Park 2 weekends ago, I believe. A 3-day concert taking place. So we're having to get creative and put people in pods when you're trying to do live events and things like that. But for me, learning the virtual events world was key and has been critical in me sustaining the business a little bit. So,
yeah, those are two really good pieces of advice, is to stay focused on your goal. That indeed transitions are taking place during your journey, during your process, but also learning to pivot, that when your environments change, you have to be able to adapt and change with the environment. I know you've been in several transitions. One, you know, with your professional career and changing from working for corporate America to being an entrepreneur. You talked about changing the transition of changing into this new environment of COVID. Do you want to add any additional advice you would give people for transitioning into COVID? Because we're still here and we're entering the winter months where there's an anticipation that there will be a rise in COVID cases. Do you have any other strategies you would give about COVID? And then lastly, any transitions you've had personally that you would give people advice on?
I think that's a wonderful intro in regards to the whole COVID situation. You know, my parents are elderly, you know, they have pre-existing conditions. So, you know, staying away from them the first several months was very difficult. The one thing that I do in regards to this whole pandemic thing is making sure I've gotten 4 or 5 COVID tests because I want to make sure that I'm keeping all of my loved ones healthy and safe. And I am not the one that's spreading this, you know, this virus to them. So that's been one thing that I've done. People are like, why are you taking so many COVID tests? I was like, because I want to keep you safe. That's why. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there's a lot of people who are asymptomatic and you just don't know. And so it's very important to me that I keep my friends and the family and just everyone I'm around safe. And it's not like I'm out and about and around a lot of people, but I'm going to the grocery store, you know, I'm doing just the normal day-to-day thing. So I think that's been very important, you know, and then just keeping myself healthy. As we were talking earlier, one thing that COVID has allowed me to do, which, you know, over the 27, 28 years that I was working in corporate America, I wasn't focusing on myself like I should. You know, I think as African-American women, we focus on everybody else and everybody else's issues and everybody else's problems. And we don't focus on ourselves enough. And so COVID gave me that opportunity to kind of self-reflect and get myself healthier mentally and physically. And so since July 5th, I started on this lifestyle change. My pastor, who is also a nutritionist, did this. He does this thing called the 40-day turnip. And it is a complete lifestyle change, just mentally, spiritually, and physically. And since July 5th, 4 months, I've lost 40 pounds.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
And I feel so much better. You know, I'm just... my mind is clear, I think, because I do fast. I try to fast once a week. And it really does help to clear your mind and my thought process. And allows me to kind of focus on, you know, what are the things, what are my next steps? I've always been that goal-oriented person. I sit down at the end of every year, set my goals for the next year. And it's always about what are my next steps? How can I get better? How can I help others get better? And that's why, you know, for me, WISE, Women in Sports and Events, is so important to me because we're helping other women and trying to provide them with whether it's training or just knowledge. We've done a lot of programs. We've grown our WISE membership since COVID began, because I think the programming that we're offering, and it's just last week we did the Power of Women Voters. So we're doing timely programming. I think that's, you know, we're just trying to help women and give them a platform. And hopefully we're doing that with that organization. So.
Well, that sounds good. Congratulations on that health, that transitioning into new health habits. And
my new me.
Yes, your new me, totally, professionally and personally. Wow. Yeah. So how would you like to leave our audience with any other advice or a call to action on what we need to do in terms of handling transitions or managing transitions?
I think, you know, have a plan. Have your roadmap. Put your roadmap together. I think it's very important. You know, for me, another area that I absolutely love is helping the younger generation. For mentoring is very important to me, and mentoring students, college students, and high school students as well. And I always tell the, you know, people coming out of school, the one thing that I would say is, in regards to, you know, how did you get to where you are? What steps did you take? One thing I think I did while I was with the Braves, and the Braves is such a big brand, I knew Sabrina Jenkins was a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my brand. And so, you know, I always made sure that my brand was never tarnished.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very authentic in all that I do. And so, you know, that's very important to me. And I think that has helped me. It has absolutely helped me within my company. Because relationships to me is one of the most important things. My relationships, I care about people and I care about my relationships. So I would say definitely be authentic. Care about the people that you come into contact with, whether it's on a personal or a business level.
It's so true.
And I think that'll carry you a very long way. So.
Well, thank you so much, Sabrina. This has been a wonderful conversation and talking about transitions, and I'm sure my audience will appreciate all of that great advice. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Ramona. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And all that you do.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All righty. Take care.
Hi, today I have Sabrina Jenkins here with us today, and she is going to tell us her advice for college success. Hi, Sabrina. How are you this morning?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Fine. So tell us, what colleges did you attend? What was your majors and degrees? And what is that one strategy you would give students to make sure that they're successful in college?
Well, I went to Augusta University. I majored, I was a business major in marketing. And so I got my BA in marketing way back in the early 90s. And I think the one advice I would give kids to kind of coming out of college, do internships.
Mm-hmm.
I did one internship my senior year, and the only reason why I did that was it was part of one of my business classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so thankful for that, because I did it with our sports information director within Augusta. It was Augusta College at the time. It's Augusta University now. That helped me to get my career going with the Atlanta Braves, because I was able to have that work experience at the top of my resume. So I would say internships and just networking, even while you're in college. I tell high school kids, get out and meet people. If you know what field you want to be in, go and work for free.
That is great advice. That is great advice. So do internships. Make sure you pursue those internships, do internships in school, and then also make sure you're adamant and purposeful in building relationships. Building your network is key. Thank you so much, Sabrina.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Me too.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song, NADWORKS, digital support, and of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.